Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. NBC's latest Law and Order effort starts strong. Apple Arcade expands while Fox unblesses the hearts. News notes on these and other developments next. Also ahead, our classic trivia question and an episode from a classic 1960s TV series is our show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Good Friday 2021 on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Good to be with all of you on this Good Friday 2021, whether you're celebrating Easter weekend, you're ready to Passover this weekend as well, whatever. We thank you for tuning in on this third of three episodes this week of the program all about TV's current and future. 36 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. By the way, when Passover ends on Sunday along with Easter Sunday, 65 degrees here in New York. Great night, day for an Easter parade, which hopefully will come back to some degree, even this post-pandemic time here in New York. Glad to have you with us for the program. We have a lot to get to this half hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. If you have something to say, question or comment, we'd love to have you say it. So do so. Pick up the phone and dial in at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers good anyway, or catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. Our chat room is open for business, too. Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you connect others by using Facebook Timeline, as always. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Let's get things started with some news notes. Looks like Dick Wolf is off and running with his newest Law & Order franchise series on NBC. Organized Crime, featuring the return of Christopher Maloney as Elliot Stabler, had more than 7.6 million people watching its debut last night. The opening episode was the second half of a crossover with Law & Order Special Victims Unit, which Maloney co-starred with Mr. Hardigay over the series' first 12 seasons. Apple Arcade, the original video game service running on Apple TV, added 30 games to its catalog this morning. The new titles include Star Trek Legends, The Oregon Trail, and Monument Valley. That brings the number of games available via Apple Arcade past 180. The service is ad-free and available to Apple TV customers at $4.99 per month. Fox is giving Bless the Hearts final rights today, canceling the animated misadventures of a North Carolina family after 2 years. Though viewership was the motivation to drop the tune, created by Emily Spivey and featured Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph among the voice cast. Staying with the voice motif, Tatiana Maslany will use hers to revive her Emmy-winning turn in Orphan Black. As a podcast, Maslany will participate in Orphan Black, The Next Chapter, one of a group of original scripted podcast series running on Realm, a new venture dedicated to audio fiction and distributed worldwide. Visions at Realm are lining up TV adaptation agreements for a number of podcasts playing there. Now let's get to some quickies. Look for ABC to run George Siegel's final appearance on The Goldbergs next Wednesday night. Siegel passed away a couple of weeks ago. Don't look for Bridgerton breakout star Renee Jean Page when season 2 of the uber-popular Netflix series from Shonda Rhimes appears. 6 more episodes of Archibald's Next Big Thing is Here, showcased on this program 2 months ago, debut on Peacock April 22nd. Discovery Plus will bring Citizen Penn, the documentary about Sean Penn's humanitarian efforts in Haiti since the 2010 earthquake there, to its service May 6th. The original CNN anchor person Don Farmer has passed away. He was 82 and suffered from PSP, an extremely rare brain condition. Farmer and wife Chris Curl co-anchored CNN newscasts from 1980 to 1987. Former ABC and NBC News journalists also co-anchored news programming at WSB-TV Atlanta from 1987 to 1997. Incidentally, I used to watch Curl's newscast when she was an anchor person reporter at WMAL, the ABC station Washington, D.C., with American University. And also during that time, Farmer was a correspondent at ABC News, heard a lot of his reports on ABC Radio, was a marvelous writer and journalist, terrific interviewer as well. He will be profoundly missed by a lot of people who knew him in the field of broadcast journalism. Once again, Don Farmer passed away on Wednesday at the age of 82, suffering from PSP. And that is news notes for today. Coming up next, our classic trivia question, a follow-up on our episode Wednesday, and a classic episode from a 1960s classic television series, our show to know. It's all coming up, but first, some words to find folks at audible.com. Well, we got a zone for you today, and I'm talking about being in a zone or not being in a zone. And we're not talking about the Twilight Zone. We're talking about the zone that's showcased in the new book, In Flames. It's an interesting fantasy turn by Dakota Crouch. And you can get this unusual tale of zone and no zone if you become a trial run with audible.com. Remember, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Plenty of it on this Good Friday 2021. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device. Including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Verbal, etc. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. Very simple. audibletrial.com/televised. Just go there, and you get a one-month trial. You get one free audiobook, health and wellness information, too, that could be life-saving for you or someone you know, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Oh, and remember, if you're already an Amazon Prime member, guess what? Two audiobooks for your trial of one, and one of those books could be from the growing, and I mean fast-growing catalog, of Audible Originals. It's everything from original audio productions and podcasts, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and terrific one-woman and one-man performances. So on this Good Friday 2021, how about making Audible.com something that could be great for you or someone you love? Makes a fantastic gift any time of the year. And remember, Audible.com is a great way to discover how you can hear the world in so much a different way. That's right. It definitely will transform the way you hear the world. So remember, for all that great audio information and great audio entertainment, just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Well, now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. Final time that we're presenting this question over the last 2 weeks or so. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win that marvelous new book by Richard Lee, the anchor journalist at MSNBC. It's called Enough About Me, The Unexpected Power of Selfishness. Richard was on our program Monday afternoon. If you haven't heard the interview, why don't you go to blogtalkradio.com/televised. Catch any time you like over this holiday weekend. I think you'll really enjoy it. And the book is terrific. Just started reading it yesterday. It's from Donovan Books from HarperCollins. It's a definitely super read. And you can get this book for yourself. Plus, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace soundtrack by John Williams, the Oscar-winning composer, and Wycliffe Jean, Carnival Volume 2, Memoirs of an Immigrant, if you know the answer to this classic trivia question. Again, this is the last time we're going to have this question for you, so last time to be the winner with this. The question, who was Super Dave Osborne's announcer or sidekick? Who was Super Dave Osborne's announcer sidekick? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget to include your name and your address when you send the email so that if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If we don't get a winner by this end of Good Friday 2021, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's the UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in, so do so. Let me give you that question one more time. Who was Super Dave Osborne's announcer sidekick? Remember Super Dave Osborne? He was originally a character on the popular comedy series Bizarre, then graduated to his own series on Showtime for 5 seasons, played by the late, great Bob Einstein, who was also one of the best variety show producers during the 60s and 70s with his partner Alan Bly. So anyway, again, that's the question. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. By the way, if you've already won, let somebody else be in the spotlight with the winning answer, okay? So get in there and win today, and all the very best. We had a terrific episode this past Wednesday afternoon. Great night. Oh, before we tell you about our 90-minute episode and what came from it, I do want to let you know that we have some marvelous shows for you coming up next week, two of them, Monday, Friday, at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Do not miss Monday's episode. It's a power hour. Kung Fu, one of the groundbreaking shows of the 1970s, and to some people of all time, is coming back next week on the CW. And we will have an exclusive interview with our lead guest, the executive producer, showrunner, and the writer of the opening episode, Christina Kim. That's right, Christina Kim will be with us as our lead guest on Monday. And right after that, the showrunner of the Fox revival of another groundbreaking show, America's Most Wanted, John Farrakhan. That's John Barricade from America's Most Wanted, Christine Kim from Kung Fu, premiering next week on the CW. They're both with us live, and you can get your questions and comments in if you use our phone or our chat room that day. And then a week from today, next Friday, we will introduce you to a brand new network called Latino Music from an organization that's been around for a while called Me Too. The president of Me Too and this new service, Stephen Brooks, will be with us. And also, we'll preview a special new miniseries coming to National Geographic. It's Secrets of the Whales, executive produced by James Cameron. The co-executive producer, Shannon Malone DeFinicitis, will be with us. So we'll talk about Latino music and the new miniseries that premieres on Earth Day, April 22nd, Secrets of the Whales on National Geographic. Co-executive producer, Shannon Malone DeFinicitis, will all be with us a week from today, April 9th, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And given all the exciting shows that are coming up this April, we hope to have many of them on this program over the course of the month. So be sure to tune in. I think you'll really enjoy it. Now, let's get to what we did Wednesday afternoon. What happened this past Wednesday was a tremendous 90 minutes. I hope some of you had a chance to hear it. If not, please do go to our homepage later on or today or over the weekend. I think you'll really enjoy it. We had three fantastic guests. We had the chief executive officer of Angel Studios, the new crowdfunding venture out to get a lot of new TV shows and movies off the ground, Neil Harmon. We had a return visit from the founder and chief executive of Lupe, the video art service running on smart TV sets and smart devices, Doc Bustelo. And we had Linda Berman, the executive producer of Mahalia, the Lifetime movie about Mahalia Jackson, the great gospel singer and civil rights advocate, with Danielle Brooks, wonderful actress and singer in the Mahalia Jackson role. That's on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. East Pacific time on Lifetime. I have to say, all three guests were just marvelous. And each of them, I think, really left me with a great impression. In the case of Neil Harmon, Angel Studios, that A, crowdfunding, which has been a little bit in the shadows for a while as a way to get new TV series and movies and other entertainment off the ground, may be on a comeback trail with this. And you also got a sense that along the way, Angel Studios may also incorporate cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, blockchain, and this new NFT trend, the non-fungible tokens. That may come into play with what Angel Studios is doing. Keep your eye on this organization. And by the way, Easter Sunday, on Sunday, their most famous original series, The Chosen, about the early life of Jesus Christ, is coming back for a second season on smart TV sets and smart devices, a number of different ways, on Easter Sunday. We are trying to get the executive producers and creators of that program on our show in an upcoming episode. So we'll stay tuned. We'll hope to let you know more about that as we go along. With Linda Berman, I'm definitely watching Mahalia tomorrow night on Lifetime. I've seen clips of it. I think Danielle Brooks gives a wonderful performance as Mahalia Jackson. Could be an Emmy nominee later this year. We'll see. And I'm thrilled that they are going to showcase the famous I Have a Dream situation, where if it wasn't Mahalia Jackson, Martin Luther King might not have given that I Have a Dream speech before 500,000 people that fateful day for the March on Washington. But for me, the most interesting moment of Wednesday's episode came during our interview with Doc Bustelo at Lupe. It was wonderful to have her on to share about what's been going on the past year since we introduced you to Lupe last spring. And there was one moment in particular that I really got struck with. And that's when I asked the question about whether Lupe was developing an interactive format, an interactive service, where in addition to watching all this artwork from different collections, from original artists and so forth, you could, you know, call up information about the artist or the art collection or the historical period or how the work was made. Maybe even develop your own artwork and do it on the screen or buy stuff. Well, when I raised that question, Doc let us know, Bustelo, that in fact there is an interactive version of this service on smart TV on Apple TV. And using that interactive Apple TV format, you can buy the art or replicas of the art or the art collection on the fly through your television set using Apple TV. For me, it came out of the blue. It was a shock. Because up until that moment that Doc Bustelo acknowledged that fact, nobody from Apple or media had ever said a word, a peep, that in fact there was an interactive art app from Loop on their service. And what it reminded me about is that if you're wondering why Apple TV, from all the smart TV devices, Amazon Fire TV, Portal TV, Chromecast, now Google TV, Roku, etc., is not selling as well as these other devices. And why Apple TV Plus, despite the fact that it is really gaining steam as an original programmer with a lot of great deals and shows in the hopper, why it's still not getting a lot of traction among a lot of groups, it's becoming more and more simple why. The lack of attention, the lack of public relations, the lack of promotion, the lack of marketing about what's available. I've said this over and over again when it comes to various situations in television. If you don't let people know what's going on and that something is available that might be of use to them, they're not going to use it. They're not going to watch. And I have to acknowledge that of all the organizations that I have dealt with on this program over the last 13 and a half years and over the last 40 years plus as a journalist, I'm dumbfounded by the PR strategy at Apple, both with Apple TV and Apple TV Plus. And it's amazing to me that a company like Apple, which comes out with these all these amazing products, cannot find the PR mentality to promote them. And this is not something, by the way, that's the accountability of the PR minions here, the Inuit folks you see attached to a press release. We're talking about the management that handles PR, the oversight people. Where are they? Why don't they give their products enough attention, enough showcases? And it's very interesting I'm saying this with the news note that we just had about Apple Arcade, which incidentally, very interesting that Apple Arcade's announcement came out this morning, Good Friday 2021. And I'll bet you a lot of the tech press are not going to cover it. Came out on Business Wire. And that's really unfortunate. Because Apple Arcade, by the way, and I've seen it, is a really good service available on the TV set as well as through the smartphone, through the tablet, through the PC. I got news for you. The time has come for Apple to clean up its PR act, and it's got to start from the top down. Incidentally, I said this before, we are able to get guests from Apple TV programming, Apple TV Plus shows, not through Apple, but through outside PR agencies. That was the case with For All Mankind last month with Ben Nedeby and Matt Wolfert, the co-creators with Ron Moore of that show. We did this with the creator of Servant, Tony Pezgulup. We did this with the cinematographer of The Morning Show, et cetera. Every Apple TV interview that we have done on this program, Apple TV Plus, with somebody from one of those shows came from an outside PR agency, not from Apple. That's got to stop. Not just with us, but with the press at large. And it's really amazing that despite this, Apple is getting great critical attention, and they're on a roll, programming-wise. Ted Lasso, one of the shows that people are talking about all over the place. Great chance for Emmy Awards later this year. And Dickinson, great second season. Central Park, terrific animated show, animated musical. Second season coming up in a few months. As I said, a lot of great programming to come. So Apple, get your act together. And how about starting with not just Apple TV Plus, but with this interactive art app? And I'm curious what other interactive apps on Apple TV are not being showcased. Well, it's time to do it. And don't wait to the Worldwide Developer Conference in June. which will be virtual again this year, hopefully for the last time. Do it now. Enough said. So before we leave you on this Good Friday 2021, let's talk about a show to know. And as always, it's a feature that we do from time to time to highlight a program that is worth your while, definitely should watch, must-see TV. And you might not know about it because it's not well marketed, promoted, publicized, or it falls on the radar screen of critics and journalists. And from time to time, we showcase classic episodes or classic TV series. This is the case. And the series we're spotlighting, which is finally running on YouTube, are episodes of The Defenders, the great legal series starring E.G. Marshall and Robert Reed as the father and son team of the Prestons, who work and handle criminal law cases that really were also the first time in many of these cases that the subject matter from blacklisting to mercy killing was addressed on any television series. It ran from 1961 to 1965 on CBS Saturday nights. It was an Emmy Award winner. Every year it was on the air for Best Dramatic Series. E.G. Marshall was a winner at least twice in the Best Actor category. Great writing from Reginald Rose's creator on down. It was based on a two-part episode of Studio One, written by Rose, who also gave us the classic drama 12 Angry Men, first on television and then on film with Henry Fonda in the key role. He also co-produced the film. As I mentioned, The Defenders, which I've been hoping would get on YouTube, finally is. Some of the many of the good first season episodes. And one of them, which I saw this morning, for me, is must-see viewing for every broadcast journalist, for a lot of government officials, and not just the general public. The episode is called The Tarnished Cross, written by Reginald Rose, produced by Herbert Brodkin, and directed by Franklin Schnappner, who later on jumped from being a great television director, a great film director, with films like Planet of the Apes and Pan, which he won the Oscar for Best Director for in the 1970s. The Tarnished Cross deals with a boys' club-like group that decides to hold a mock trial, more like a kangaroo court, for one of its own on a charge of murder. The show is riveting from beginning to end. It's must-see from the beginning in one shot. By the way, the person on trial is played by Martin Sheen in one of his first TV performances. And the prosecuting attorney is played by Ken Kercheval years before you knew him on Dallas. And I think this gives you a good idea of how good an actor he really was. The cast is terrific, and Marshall and Reed are marvelous in their starring roles. By the way, this episode was put together with the permission of an actual boys club type group called the Boys Brotherhood, which was operating at the time and had a very good reputation in New York and elsewhere around the country. I'm not going to say more than that, but I do invite you to see this. And again, in this era where we're seeing more and more broadcasters, I mentioned Richard Lee on our show Monday, where we're seeing more and more broadcast journalists jump to conclusions on stories, along with government officials, and along with people who are in this cancel culture, which really ought to be canceled now, I invite any of them to see this episode. I think this might transform your thinking and to show you how really dangerous this jump to conclusions mentality could get, if not already. The Tarnished Cross on The Defenders. See it and other episodes of the series on YouTube. It's a marvelous program. If you've never heard of The Defenders, now's the time to hear it. And you can see it at YouTube 24/7, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, as well as on tablets, smartphones, PCs, etc. For more details about the service, go to www.youtube.com. By the way, more people are watching YouTube on smart TV sets and devices, and we'll hear more about that next month when YouTube holds their annual Brandcast first week of May as part of the Interactive Ad Bureau's Upfront New Fronts events. Looking forward to covering them, as a matter of fact. A lot of people will be involved. A lot of great news, I think, to be made from this. So final time, The Tarnished Cross, name of the episode, must see. See it over the weekend if you can. And by the way, the release of this episode, which looks sensational. Congratulations, YouTube. And you do The Defenders proud. So that's going to do it for our episode of Tomorrow Be Televised, a shortened episode than usual on Good Friday 2021. Again, I want to thank all of our guests this week. This is our third episode of the week. We're back on our regular two episodes a week schedule next week. Again, whatever you do, don't miss our episode Monday with Christina Kim, the executive producer, showrunner, and first episode writer of the new version of Kung Fu, premiering next week on the CW, and the showrunner of the revival of America's Most Wanted on Fox Monday nights, which is hosted by Elizabeth Vargas, John Farrakhan. Then next Friday, we will have, from the new service, Latino Music, Me Too President, Me Too being the owner, Stephen Brooks, and from the brand new National Geographic miniseries, Secrets of the Whales, involving James Cameron, and being presented on April 22nd, Earth Day 2021, co-executive producer Shannon Malone DeBenedictis. I hope you tune in for both episodes. Get your questions and comments ready. I think it'd be two really terrific episodes to hear on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Again, 3:30 Eastern Pacific, next Monday and Friday. But I hope we'll be the beginning of a marvelous month of terrific episodes with a lot of great shows coming your way this April all over the place. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, we're available 24/7 this holiday weekend on podcast, so check us out. Our episodes are available to you on iTunes, yes, on Apple TV, along with Spreaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com, Amazon Music, and Verbal. And we'd love to know what you thought about the program today and your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going generally. So email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Don't forget, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. One more chance to get our current question, so take advantage of it and be involved. Who knows? On Monday, you could be our next classic trivia winner. And don't forget, we love hearing from you, so email me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. I do respond to your thoughts within 24 hours. Why? Because, as always, what you say matters. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants, especially those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Madeline. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio General Manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, Head of Content. The co-founders of Enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. And again, it makes a great gift any time of the year for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of Passover if you're celebrating that. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. If you're in town Easter Sunday, if you're going out for an Easter parade or something like it, please wear the mask, social distance, make it happen, because we're going to live this pandemic now and forever. So remember, whatever you do this Easter weekend or Passover weekend, please make it safe and make it great. And we hope to see you and hear you Monday, 3:00 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.